Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife. If it wasn't for that character Cedric Hooper and Angela Tennant's diary, I'd be sitting on top of the world. I'm in charge of Tressida Bendigo and Company. Marcia's divorce will be in the courts any time now. Jeff Pilgrim's out of the picture for good, and I've a private secretary who'd knock your eye out. Name of Shelley Folding. But I saw Hooper the other day, and he's getting rather impatient. So I've been doing my level best to get some money out of Marcia, with a long story about buying some shares. Well, it's risky, but she'll never find out till after we're married. And then it won't matter two hoots. Yes?
There's a Mr. Hooper to see you.
What name did you say?
Hooper. Cedric Hooper.
Oh. All right, Shelley. Ask him to wait, will you?
Just as you say, Mr. Palmer.
Oh, what's the idiot thinking of coming to see me here? I don't like this. Let him wait about for a while. I don't like this at all. What's the matter with Palmer? I can't wait all day. What became of the diary? No one knew where it was. So how could I post myself Angela Tennant's diary, collect it from the post office, open the parcel in front of Benny Puller, and find a cookery book? Oh, I must be going crazy. What in the name of Pete went wrong? Palmer's my only chance. I can still get some money from Palmer so long as he still thinks I'm holding the diary.
Hey, miss. How much longer do I have to wait about? I'm in a hurry.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hooper. Mr. Palmer's engaged.
Well, can't you shake him up? Tell him it's urgent and I can't wait.
I'll see if he's free yet.
Yes?
I'm sorry, Mr. Palmer, but Mr. Hooper says his business is urgent and could you possibly see him at once?
Oh, all right, all right. Ask him to come in.
Mr. Palmer says...
Okay, I got it.
See here, Palmer. What's the big idea keeping me hanging about outside?
In just a minute. What's your idea coming to see me here at all?
Because I'm washed up, that's why. You want the diary, I want some money. I have to get out of town at the double.
What's gone wrong?
Benny Puller's had us fooled. He's known about you and me and the diary.
What? This is bad.
You can say that again.
You're still holding it, aren't you? You haven't handed it over to them.
How could I sell it to you if I'd given it to Puller? Now make it snappy. I want some money right now.
But I haven't any money, you fool. I've only been holding you up till I got enough to pay you.
Listen, Palmer. I don't care how you get it, but I won't wait.
I tell you, I can't do a thing. You'll have to
wait. I can't wait. I have to clear off till this thing blows over. Puller's after my hide. He can pull strings in this town, and if he does...
I'm trying to get it into your head, Hooper. I've only 100 or so on tap. And if you'll hang on, I'll get you the lot, but I can't do impossibilities.
Okay. We'll just have to do it the hard way. The only chance I've got of saving my skin is by handing the diary to Benny Puller. Make up your mind. Which way do you want it?
You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't.
It's my hide or yours. I don't want to throw you to the wolves, but they're putting the pressure on me. By the day after tomorrow, I might even be under arrest.
Can you give me till tomorrow?
I'm taking a risk.
For the price I'm paying, isn't it worth it?
You'll definitely get some dough by tomorrow. Real dough?
Yes, yes, yes. I don't know how, but I'll definitely have it for you tomorrow.
What time? And where?
Well, say, 4 o'clock at the Duke of Buckingham, where I met you before. You'd better have the diary with you.
Don't worry. I'll have it.
All right. Now clear out of here before someone walks in who can add up 2 and 2. And don't come near this building again.
I won't. Unless I have to, chum. Be seeing you. 4 o'clock tomorrow. Better not let me down.
Where am I going to get it? Where, how, and when am I going to get that much money? Unless I could manage Marcia's signature. I'll have to. I did it before with Puller's. I'll have to risk it with Marcia's. And I thought I was on top of the world.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I want to buy a diary.
Certainly, sir. What did you have in mind?
It has to be bound in red Morocco leather. About the size of... There we are. This size exactly. But with a little brass clipper here to keep it shut.
You're very fortunate, sir. We have one or two left in stock, just as you describe. You don't want the larger one of that type?
Definitely not.
Oh, here's what you're after. Is that about it?
Yes, that'll do fine. Now then, it's for a friend of mine, and I want an A embossed in gold up here, the top right-hand corner. An A shaped something like that.
Oh, I understand, sir. A Gothic A.
Can you have it done by tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning? Well, I don't know about that.
Listen, I've left it late buying this present. If I can't pick it up by tomorrow morning, I'll have to try somewhere else.
Well, I suppose we could make a special effort for you, sir, under the circumstances.
All right, thanks very much. I'll call for it bright and early tomorrow morning. And my name's Hooper. Do you want a deposit on it now?
Oh, no, that'll be quite all right.
Well, thanks again. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir. Yes, Mr. Palmer?
Oh, here's a little job for you, Shelley. Mrs. Pilgrim wants to draw some money on the firm. She's left a note for the cashier with me, and I've added a covering note and initialed Mrs. Pilgrim's. Run down and attend to it for me, will you? Bring the check straight back here to me.
Do you want me to get an open check for £1,000?
You can see for yourself that's what she said.
Yes. Was that Mrs. Pilgrim who came in here this morning?
Yes, yeah, that's right. Well, hop to it, will you? I'm meeting Mrs. Pilgrim, and she wants to get to the bank before they close.
Very well. I'll be up with it in 5 minutes.
Good girl. Oh, yes, there shouldn't be any query, but if there is, ask the cashier to ring through here to me, will you?
Yes, Mr. Palmer.
Oh, I say.
Yes?
I very definitely like that dress, Shelley. It sort of does something.
I'm glad you like what it does, Mr. Palmer. Won't be long now. Let's have a look at this. Dear Peterson, please draw an open cheque made out in my favour for £1,000 and let Mr. Palmer have it before 2 o'clock. Marcia Pilgrim. Wish I could lay my hands on £1,000 just by dashing off a note to dear Peterson. I was going to tell you over the phone at first, Mr. Puller, and then I thought it might be wiser to come and see you.
Very sensible of you, Shelley. Now then, what is it?
Well, first of all, this man Hooper came in to see Palmer. He's nervous as a cat. He couldn't keep still. Palmer kept him waiting, and then he went.
That's not surprising. He scared the life out of Cedric Hooper, and he's desperate. Gone.
Before that, Marcia Pilgrim had been in. As she was leaving, I heard her making arrangements to meet Palmer for lunch.
Yeah.
Well, Palmer didn't go out to lunch at all. Missy skipped out for a few minutes while I was away. Then, just before 2 o'clock, he sent me down to the cashier to get a cheque for £1,000.
He did. Excuse me a minute. Switchboard. Get Frank Glover on the phone for me, as quickly as you can. All right, carry on.
He gave me a note from Mrs. Pilgrim for the cheque. It was to be an open cheque. And it said she wanted it before 2 o'clock, so she'd go to the bank.
Mm-hmm. There's something up here. Marcia can write her own check for £1,000 any day of the week.
That's what I've been given to understand. Anyway, I took the check up to Palmer. The moment he laid hands on it, he clapped on his hat and went for his life.
Young woman, you've managed more for us in a week than we've been able to get on Palmer in a year. Good work. I'll lay a fiver to a fistful of fig leaves. Marcia didn't authorize the drawing of that check.
It was in her writing.
It might have looked like it to you, but among other things, Palmer's pretty slick with a pen.
A forger?
And a good one. He forged my signature, says that hardly nerd. Now tell me, how's he been behaving towards you? Any personalities at all?
Not yet. But I think it's only because he's waiting for things to settle down. You know, the right moment.
Well, it doesn't matter so much now. If Palmer's getting up to his tricks again, we don't have to worry about making Marcia jealous. We can do a lot better than that. Hello. That you, Glover? Now, listen to me. Young Shelley Faulding's come to light with something red-hot on friend Palmer. Yeah. You still friendly with Peterson? You know, the cashier at Tressida Bendigo's? Yeah, good. Now, see if you can get a hold of him tonight, and here's what I want you to tell him. There was a check drawn this afternoon for Marcia Pilgrim for... Sands are running out for H.J. Palmer. Push them hard enough and they overreach themselves. And this time, that's what he's done. Who knows? By tomorrow morning, we might be able to take him by the scruff of the neck and parade him to Marcia. Too bad Jeff's away. He'll be back. All we want to find out now is... who has Angela Tennant's diary?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife. Written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.